All right, we're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name, again, is Jeffrey Davis of Mage LLC and host of Radio Entrepreneurs. Sitting beside my favorite co-host, Peter Meyerson. Welcome, Peter.
Thank you, Jeffrey. It's great to be here.
Peter, multiple hats, a business attorney, author, mediator. You do it all, right?
We're trying.
Gourmet cook, too.
That, too?
Soon to be chocolatier.
Soon to be chocolatier with you.
Oh, I hope so. And our next guest, now a returning guest, glad to have him back again, all the way from Seattle or China, we don't know where, Steve Selikoff, president of the Canton Fair Experience.
Hello, Jeffrey, again. How are you?
Thank you very much. I'm fine.
Peter.
Peter's doing great. Peter's living the dream.
All right.
I am, actually.
Yes, he is. So tell us about the Canton Fair.
So the Canton Fair is the largest exposition of suppliers and manufacturers in the world. China is the factory of the world. It produces 15% of the goods that the world uses. And the Canton Fair occurs twice a year where China puts on an exhibition. It lasts 3.5 weeks and it is huge. When I say huge, imagine three airports. That's how large the complex is. 217 football fields of exhibitors, one after another after another.
I've never been in so long.
It's unbelievable.
It is gigantic. With our course, the Canton Fair Experience, we bring people there, and I'm constantly on the run, literally helping people throughout the complex. In April, my step tracker clocked me at over 103 miles over a three-week period.
Did you lose weight?
Yes. And I need to lose more. So we're back in October.
We're going to send some Mage staff, my consulting firm, we're going to send them over with you.
There we
It'll
go.
It'll be our diet program.
Well, I got to warn you, the food in China is really good, but the walking definitely helps.
Yeah, Chinese food. Love it.
How do you keep track of it? I mean, I've been to some big, you know, events, and for a 2 or 3 day event, I'm constantly baffled about where do you go? Who do you talk to? How do you find the right company?
So that's one of the things that we do help with. China has it broken down pretty well. They break into three phases. The first phase lasts for 5 days, the second for 5 days, the third, so on. During the first 5 days, they focus on a number of industries, particularly consumer electronics. So that's in the first phase. Then the following week, it goes on to CPG, consumer packaged goods. That's your gifts, pets, housewares. And then during the third phase, it's garments, athletic wear, sporting equipment, durable medical goods. So if you have an idea of what you're looking to source, you have an idea of which phase to attend, but then it is gigantic. And like other trade shows, there are codes on the booths to tell you which booth, which area, which building, and so on. And then there are a few additional tricks that we teach our people, and we give them a book. So the book they can go through and they can identify, they ask the right questions of the suppliers, and they can track what that booth number is. We even have them suggest that they take a selfie with the sales reps, because later on they can contact the sales reps, send them the selfie, and say, remember me.
Fascinating. How do you handle the language issues?
It's fascinating. I speak 3 or 4 words of Chinese, and I've been doing this for years. Most factories will either have someone on staff who speaks Chinese or for an event like this, speaks English, or for an event like this will hire someone that speaks English so that they can communicate back and forth.
How far advanced in business do you have to be before they really should be going with you to this fair?
Well, in this case, we start people right from the very beginning. We assume that you don't have any knowledge or that you might have some misinformation or even bad habits. So we try to set everything straight, and we do 2 months of training before you go. Reality is you don't need that. You don't need our program. You can go to the Canton Fair yourself. Anyone can. You need a Chinese visa and registration. But what we do is we help prepare people so when they go there, it becomes a successful trip.
It must be pretty intimidating for a lot of the people who engage you to go through this process.
It can be. It's a foreign country where the people in the street don't normally speak English. And I think anyone traveling to a foreign country where the culture is so different can be nervous, can be intimidated. And then the fair itself, as we said, is huge. But we try to take all of those worries off your list.
So, but I mean, do you you're there at the fair with these people?
With them at all points.
Oh, okay.
During the fair, during the day, at night, we have social, we have dinners with experts that they can meet so that they feel comfortable and they end up networking and building a support group that can be there in China and across the world supporting
them. So I assume you feel very comfortable when you're in China. You feel like you know the environment now. You know your way around. Yeah. You have your favorite spots.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. And they know you. People know you.
They're starting to get to know me as well. But I find China to be an incredibly safe country. I have been all over the world, Brazil, Italy, and so on, Middle East. I feel safest in China of any foreign country that I've been to.
That's interesting.
Well, they have cameras on every street corner.
They have cameras on every street corner. They have military, you know, police with big, scary-looking weapons in their hands.
Right.
So typically, how many people, I mean, if this is run twice a year, how many people do you typically take as a group?
So our group, we take 20. We would go up to as high as 40 just because we keep everyone together in the same transportation, buses, factory tours, and so on. But China itself is incredibly crowded. The fair is incredibly crowded. So there are, you're never alone in China. But certainly we keep our group together so that you don't have to worry about who's doing what, where. Both Amy and I become like a mother hen to everyone.
How long have you been doing this?
I started sourcing from China back in 2006. I've been going back and forth to the fair since 2012. And I started dealing with China when I was at Microsoft, and that goes back to 2005.
No, I meant in terms of the Canton Fair.
So the Canton Fair experience started just over a year ago.
Okay.
This will be our second go-round taking a group of people to the Canton Fair.
Do you have any particular stories that you can share about people who've, you know, gone through the experience and come out the other side with a good product?
Yeah, I think one of the stories I love the most is actually someone who's been to the Canton Fair twice before. And obviously we focus on people going there for the first time, as we said, and their worries. Yeah. But this couple from Australia had been there twice before. They have a very established brand. And at the fair, they and others will shadow me, and I'll teach them how to negotiate, body language, questions to ask. They, after the fair, they left. They went back to their established factories and got 30% off of the cost of the product they were already producing.
It's funny.
The factory then said, let's dig into this and see if we can give you another 10% off.
You know, again, for people going over with you who've done manufacturing in the United States, are there sort of like two or three most common things that they say afterwards saying this was the biggest adjustment for me or this is the biggest thing I had to realize that was different?
I think that number one is definitely the price. People are always surprised at how much less things cost in China. Number two is negotiating. When you negotiate, you approach it differently than you do in a Western culture. There's actually a word for a business relationship in Chinese, guanxi. We don't even have a word specific to a business relationship here. So the goal in negotiating is to have a relationship, not just a win and lose type situation. And the third is, I think, just the general experience of being in China. When you actually are in a culture and you meet people and you see what the streets are like and what the shops are like, what the food is like, what normal everyday people going to work is like, it's always an enlightening and helpful experience.
Wow. Is there any sense that they don't want to deal with Americans or?
Oh, I'm sure that on a political level, there's all sorts of, you know, one day they may want to deal with us, one day they may not. Yeah. But people on the street, they don't care. They're very, very friendly.
So, Steve, we've been speaking with Steve Selikoff, president of the Canton Fair Experience. Steve, if someone wants to learn more about the Canton Fair Experience, where can they go?
Absolutely. Online, you can find us at thecantonfairexperience.com. Spelled out exactly the way it sounds. The Canton, Canton, fairexperience.com.
I hope you take Peter next year.
Peter, you're welcome.
My name is Jeffrey Davis. We're off to Canton, and we will be right back with more stories on Radio Entrepreneurs.